not when it's Tantrum Tuesday.
I love that.
Yes.
It's so true. And me being a mom of three little ones, Jackson got to witness one of the tantrums at our pet parade.
If you've got a team of kids like Steph does, I don't know why you do it to yourselves.
Sometimes it just happens.
Is that what it is? Sometimes it just happens? Because, you know, and your kids are great, and, you know, as far as kids go.
Yes.
But, you know, I saw the big one kick the little one, and then I had to scare him. And then the middle one's the scariest one. I said, "You're a firecracker." And she goes, "I'm a firecracker." And I went, "Good Lord." Like, she knuckled up at me.
And this is after they just had a tantrum over who got the No Drama Llama pink water bottle. Are you kidding me?
A lot of drama.
You guys are having a drama tantrum over a water bottle. So what's the silliest thing your child has had a tantrum over? Donna, you can relate. What happened?
My youngest is 3, and she's obsessed with toads and frogs.
Ooh, okay.
Her older brother always finds them faster than she does. It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt, but toads and frogs. So we were at softball practice for my oldest. And he found a frog, but she didn't.
Oh, no.
So she proceeded to throw herself on the ground, yelling and screaming. I had to carry her out under my arm and sit her in the car. She continued to yell and scream about not having a frog.
Now, does brother let her at least see the frog, or is he kind of a little stinker about it?
He lets her see it, but not touch it, and she wants to hold it and keep it.
Oh.
Well, Donna, this is where I always get nervous when my kids find a toad and start fighting over it. I'm like, please don't kill the toad. Please don't kill the toad while they're squishing it and be like, no, it's my toad. So maybe it was a good case scenario that your child did have a tantrum. So you got her away from the toad and saved the toad.
Right. She loves toads, though. She keeps looking for them every day.
That's sweet.
Well, yeah, I got to say, but as a parent, some days, like, we'll sacrifice one frog if that means I don't get creamed. If that doesn't mean I get screamed at one day, that is totally... It's totally fine.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
That's a perfect Tantrum Tuesday call. Thanks, Donna.